Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, gentlemen, since yesterday was International Women's Day, and they made sure to let us all know, I decided I'm gonna do something a little bit different for this episode. Now, for all of you who know, go back to episode 304. That particular episode was censored and pushed so far down, it was literally buried in the algorithm. I mean, they went all out for that episode. They turned the comment section off. They age restricted it. Everything. However, that does not still take away from the truth. And what is that truth? Well, I'm going to reveal it later. And it's something that we all know about a particular pairing. Now, this article was updated on the 6th of March. Woman arrested for allegedly shooting offlining girlfriend inside of a vehicle. That's right, gentlemen. The fact is still the fact. That particular pairing is the most violent pairing of all pairings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And guess what? The numbers prove it. Police now have a suspect in custody after a woman was found shot and offline inside a vehicle Tuesday afternoon, March 5th. DB, 38, was taken into custody Wednesday morning in DeSoto, Mississippi, officials confirmed. Family members identified BW as the shooting victim. According to the Baton Rouge Police Department, the shooting happened at around 2:30 p.m. on Stan Avenue, not far from North Sherwood Forest Drive. Police say they found the victim inside a vehicle with a bullet hole in the driver's side window. Arrest records reveal that the shooter and the victim were in a long-term intimate relationship. And trust me, gentlemen, when you look at the suspect, yeah. According to detectives, the victim was on the phone while she was bringing the suspect to a parking lot where her 18-wheeler was parked. When they made it to the parking lot, the person on the phone heard the victim and suspect get into a heated argument. Sometime during the argument, the phone hung up. When the person tried calling the victim back, there was no answer. The individual on the phone was able to track the victim's location where they found her in the parking lot, deleted, investigators said. When detectives processed the scene, they reportedly found fresh tire tracks that appeared to be that of a large tractor trailer leaving away from the area. They also found shell casings in a trail inside the vehicle where the tracks appeared to start, according to records. Video footage obtained by officials also showed the truck fleeing the scene. Police records say that numerous domestic violation reports over the last several years where the accused was causing disturbances at the victim's residences. Well, well, well. Now, let society continue to brainwash people. No, 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 no. It's men out here whooping up on women left and right. Au contraire. Oh, on the contrary, we all know that women and women pairings tend to be the most violent pairings of all pairings, especially if it's two black women. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you can cover up that fact. Whether it makes you feel bad or not, the truth is just the damn truth. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? If I were to score this for location, it would be a 5. Method of execution would be the problem-solving pistol, obviously, another 5. Psychological impact would be a 20 because the person on the phone was the first one to see, unfortunately, the victim in the parking lot that's been Swiss cheesed. And for the brutality factor, I would give it a 10. However, we know those would be scores that I would give. However, in this case, I'm going to go ahead and give that a 0. Yeah. But, like I said, the fact of the matter is still the fact of the matter. No matter how much society tries to brush it aside, say, oh, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about violent women. We don't want to talk about the liquor lady relationships and the fact that they have the most domestic violation going on in them. Nope, 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 nope. We don't want to talk about that. Nope. It's still men out here beating up women left and right. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. Nope. We all know this. In fact, it's actually men in relationships that get violated way more than women. How, you might ask? Well, emotionally, psychologically. Yeah. Because we all know all the laws on the books when it comes to domestic violation is all physical laws. Yeah, the Duluth model, that's all something that is physical in nature. However, there's not a single law on the books that says a woman should not nag her man. A woman should not emasculate her man in public. No, 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 no. We've seen far too many instances of women in public abusing the man that they're in a relationship with, and society laughs at it. However, once that man decides enough is enough and he's ready to defend himself, oh, you have the onslaught of simps and white knights ready to rush that man and say, nope, you can't do that. You can't ever put your hands on a woman, blah, 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 blah. We know this. We've seen this. Some men, unfortunately, have experienced this. However, when you flip that coin and it's two women, oh no, society doesn't want to talk about that. However, I'm going to reiterate, the fact is simply the fact. No matter how much they try to bury it, no matter how much they try to say, well, that's not a big deal. No, 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 no. The fact of the matter is, yes, women and women, relationships tend to be the most violent. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Hopefully, they won't decide to go ahead and use the censorship button on this particular article like they did with HMT 304. But even if they do, the truth is still the truth. We have another situation of a liquor lady couple and the violence that goes on, especially behind closed doors. There had been several reports of the suspect, you know, whooping up on the victim. Now, why she still decided to stay with her? Hey, that's a mystery. But in the end, that decision ended up costing her life. She's not the first. She won't be the last. Because as underreported as it is, it's still going on to this very day. And even out here in California, I myself have seen two women who are in relationships scrapping in the streets. And you know what I did? I kept on moving. I looked. I said, well, looks like the statistic is still correct. And I kept it moving. Am I going to stop it? Oh, no, that ain't my fucking business. Hey, it is what it is. And for all of you women out here who believe that going down the liquor lady route is going to be something better than being with men, better understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have in that relationship, that definitely goes out. Feminism, which actually cancels itself out in said relationship, goes out right along with it. And that, gentlemen, in my humble opinion, is the real reason why woman-on-woman domestic violation is so underreported, or they try their best to cover it from the public. But hey, ultimately, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.